Good morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Aventura, Florida, just north of Miami, and I'm at the StarNet annual meeting with Mark Bischoff, the president and CEO. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Another spring meeting in a wonderful location.
Yeah, I got up this morning and looked at the weather. It's 72 degrees. You picked a perfect spot, right?
Well, we got lucky. We had a little rain yesterday, but we got most of our activities off, and the members are all happy last night at dinner and at the bars.
Most people know StarNet is the largest commercial contracting group in the flooring business. Tell us some stats, size of the group, and number of new members.
Yeah, so we're in that low 170 range on shareholders. It changes every few days, it seems like, with the market. We're over 430 service locations across the United States and Canada. This year we had 5 new members at our new member reception, so it's a mix of companies being taken over by long-term employees. We have new members coming into the group, so it's a nice good mix of new membership profiles.
And how's business for the members?
The business for the members is good. We had some discussion groups yesterday along with vendors, and we call it the Blitz. Many of the members get to see our most important vendors in a short time period. Some of the sharing that happened there, the members feel good about the business. It's not very strong, but they're confident that the backlog is good. One of their frustrations is the lack of decision making at the end user and A&D level. And also they're struggling with things like drawings not being completed. So they've been told they have the project, but they don't have the drawings, which is difficult. And the final drawings drive the project timing. So very strange things happening administratively in construction, but the members are all confident the business will be good in 2026.
Interesting things going on in the Middle East. The commercial business is still growing. I mean, if you had to quantify it and add a percentage to it, what would you say the growth is in Q1 in the commercial sector?
It's a few points. You know, some of the manufacturers are outperforming. I think we see this long-term decline in soft surface sales. We'd love to have a little more innovation there, which might bring some vitality back. We have some vendors like J&J that continue to release a lot of new products, but we do need some innovation in that part of the space. We've seen most of the innovation in the sundry and powder and adhesive part of the business, especially for the last probably 15 years. And then on the resilient side, it just seems like a flood. You can get beautiful products at any price point from around the world. So that's a boon and a bust on the industry.
How many people do you have down here in Florida?
We had over 640 registered, and we're very proud that over 100 of those are spouses and guests, which means the StarNet members and our vendors trust us with spouses and guests. That's a big deal, so we appreciate that.
Any new vendors to discuss?
So we've added a few new vendors. One of the big ads we did earlier this year was Laticrete. They had not been in the group. That was a big win for Eric Boonder to get that connected, and many of the members are happy about that addition.
Family-owned business, right?
Family-owned business, trusted brand, and it fits in with the board's direction to the staff. We are adding branded companies that are specified, that own their own manufacturing as a priority. So those criteria fit Laticrete. And again, they had a lot of fans in the member network around that business.
Any changes to the organization or initiatives within the group that you want to highlight?
Every year at the spring meeting, we have a couple of recurring celebrations, the StarNet Design Awards, which you're heavily involved in with your publication. We also do the Dream Team and Emerging Leaders in partnership with your company. You run that, but we always like to recognize the members that are beneficiaries of that recognition.
I got to admit that StarNet, once again, had more winners in our emerging professionals than any other group. Congratulations.
Well, we encourage our members to enter. In addition, we feel like our member companies turn out great talent.
Interestingly enough, with StarNet, you have a very big member that some would say represent about 20% Diversify. How is the group's relationship with your biggest member?
So Diversify is an important member, a couple of reasons. One, they're significant in size, but also they represent the legacy of a lot of longtime StarNet members like Resource Colorado and Becker Brothers. Those companies built the strength of StarNet in the development from 92 on. So that culture of being StarNet believers exists. Now, of course, they also acquired the Spectra Contract Group and one fell swoop, and that created critical mass and national coverage for them. And we're very happy that Diversify this year has sent several representatives from across the country to experience the StarNet spring meeting, so that's terrific. But we have some other large members here. We have ADG, which was acquired by Lowe's last year, and they've sent several representatives, and we have a great relationship with them. And a lot of people aren't aware, but we have a couple other members that are owned by private equity like Fabulous Floors. So the membership committee has done good work to profile what is expected out of member types. So we have the traditional family companies, we have the private equity owned companies, and then we have a few members that are owned by holding companies like ADG Lowe's and Lynx Equity, which holds quite a few of our member companies, but they also own manufacturing companies and service companies that are not related to flooring. And then we have our ESOP bonnets, which will probably have a mate in the next 12 months. We think there's another member that will be an ESOP very shortly. So we're happy with the diversity of the membership profile and the fact that our membership committee has planned and communicated what's expected out of those member profiles.
So as these founders of these contractors age out and they look at their family and see if they've got an heir, and if they don't, they've got several options, right?
Well, they have more options today than they had a few years ago, which is great. And our preference is always to see the family pass it internally because that builds generational wealth. But families are successful. They always send their kids to be a doctor or a lawyer, not necessarily a flooring contractor. We'll see what AI does to those hopes and dreams, because we're very happy that the commercial contracting business, interior contracting, flooring contracting, does have a little bit of a moat around it. So it has that physical demand in the field, and AI can't replace that.
All right, so the highlights of this meeting, run us through real quick. What are you excited about the next couple of days?
So we have a keynote speaker, David Horsager, and the theme for him is trust. And trust is interesting. It sounds touchy-feely, but a credit report is trust, or a credit score is trust, and so is the EMR for your insurance. So it can be a metric that people believe in, but he's got a nice theme around that. There's a lot of distrust in the marketplace around AI, what impact it might have on the workforce. We've had for years this divide between college-educated white-collar workers and blue-collar workers, and that seems to be turning around, and that's going to create little societal challenges, but we'll get through it. This is the United States. We'll be fine.
Last question. I think this has changed back and forth over the years, but are you handing out rebate checks here? Is everybody going to be walking away with a smile?
Yeah, some of the excitement is a little lower because they don't have to protect the piece of paper they're going to get as much as they used to. So we used to hand out paper checks. We've moved to a more secure ACH system, but they will see their dividend for the first time on Saturday morning, and there will be a lot of smiling faces in the group. We have a great dividend payout this year, and the members have done a great job of controlling their purchases and focusing them in network.
All right, Mark, thanks for spending time with us and having me down here with your group. Again, been talking to Mark Bischoff, the president and CEO of StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.